And I could have done one of those delayed publishing things. And that's what Fatty does. Fatty records his episodes like 5 p.m., 4 or 5 p.m. the day before they're released. He posts them on his WordPress site, but he says, I don't want you to actually release this or to publish this article until 1 a.m. or something like that. I don't know what time he does, but whatever time. And so it gets released and, you know. Now, Moose P apparently knows where the files are stored or is able to log into the WordPress account. I'm not really sure, but Moose P has the, you know, the deets.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't want you to actually release this.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3491 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 23rd of June, 2021. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. I got an Axe Big Fatty question, and I heard from Patty Bacon, Big Fatty. Hello, Dishwashers Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your dishwashers today, because Flo. Flo was rinsing the dishes here before putting them in the dishwasher, and the nip was, oh, you are wasting water. You are wasting water. And she was like, well, you come to them. And y'all, it's been raining. So he just took his lunch plate out and put it on the on the veranda here at the Stuckey's, so the Mother Nature rinsed his plate off, and y'all, it just looks like crazy people are here. Big Fatty, that's because they are here.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, because of y'all today. Today, the 23rd of June, y'all, it's a very important anniversarium. Y'all met met one of these people many, 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 many times at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas and down in Knowledge. And finally, after many years, I met his betrothed. Some of the nicest people you will ever meet. And y'all, one of them you will hear. One week from today, we will have our very first, but first, little show. Oh, no, that's right. He said he couldn't make it to this one. Big Fatty, you ruined it. Y'all, you'll hear him on other upcoming little shows. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Moose P and his husband. I think he calls him Poo or something like that. Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about Poo. So y'all, if you see Moose P or his husband Carl, wish him a happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
Just love the happy spirit, happy music. It's true. And y'all, that's from that. And y'all, I know he and Brandon are just getting giddy because Love Island premieres 2 weeks from today, as well as Big Brother. And Alex will not be joining us on the... But first, y'all, he's busy. He's very busy. But anyway, Y'all, before I forget, and I don't have her music on the portable computer, y'all, Miss Patty Bacon. Miss Patty Bacon sent me a Twitter message. It says, ole, y'all, that's hello backwards. And it says, I just listened to your Monday little show at the Hilton Hotel Island. I bet you'd like a beach more if it was full of uncles instead of aunts. Beef, Patty, that Patty Bacon ain't right. No, she's not. Anyway, and y'all earlier, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, made some comment, and of course my retort was a Shirley Booth reference. Big Fatty, he loves Shirley Booth. But anyway, y'all. All right, now let's see, where was I? Y'all, after I recorded yesterday's little show, y'all, the crew came back, and y'all, we had supper here at the Stuckey's. Big Fatty cooked the fried cabbage and pan fried cabbage, and I made mushrooms and sauteed onions, and y'all, we got the white cone, the good silver queen. Big Fatty, that sounds like me. A silver queen. Yes, Big Fatty. Cone. Y'all, and by the way, the Granny or Durwood or somebody once told me that the way to cook the in husk, you know, the in husk cone was to put it in the microwave for about 4 minutes. And then let it cool down, and then push, you know, cut off the end that has the stalk, and then you push the cone out through that former stalk end, and y'all, the husk and the silks and all, they just come right off, no problem. And so we did that, and y'all, and I made the hamburger steaks. And cook them on the grill, and y'all, I put that cone on there to give it a little color. You know, you want your silver queen to have a little color. And so we had that for our supper, and y'all, then we walked up. Y'all, we were going to walk up, Flo and the Nip. They used to vacation in the Hilton Head back in the days when they were cheering. And so, y'all, one of the highlights of their visits to the Hilton Head was walking up to the Piggly Wiggly shopping plaza. And y'all, there was a place called the Ice Cream Cone. And so, y'all, we decided we'd walk up for memory lane, walk up to the Ice Cream Cone. And y'all, we did that, did a little shopping. Y'all, Big Fatty got him a crema ornament from the Hilton Head. And y'all, it's like a Adirondack beach chair kind of thing. But it's got Santa Claus's hat and some crema lights and a package sitting on the chair. So I got that for the crema tree, and let's see, what else did, and y'all, then we walked over to the ice cream cone, and y'all, it looked like it was about an hour wait to get an ice cream cone. So you said, no. So we walked across the street where there was another ice cream place, and we waited about 5 minutes there, and Big Fatty got him a waffle cone with the the Rocky Road. The long and rocky road. Well, is I think it's winding road. All right. The rocky and winding road. Yeah, that's it. let's see. Then we came back, and y'all, we watched The Wipeout. Y'all, do you remember The Wipeout? You know, it had the big balls on it. And Big Fatty, no wonder you like it. And y'all, it's just silly. And the four of us sat around here, and we cackled and giggled. And y'all, there was some queen on there. And I mean, she was a big old queen. But y'all, it was funny, and then switched over to some sort of murder mystery on the Dateline, and Then y'all Big Fatty went on to bed. Y'all, I went to bed about 10:30. Big Fatty, sounds like you didn't sleep, and I slept like a baby. And y'all, speaking of sleeping like a baby, y'all, Flo and Larry have gone up to up where near the Piggly Wiggly. It's about a 20-minute walk. Y'all, they found out there's a cocktail a bar there that faces the beach. They decided they're gonna go have a little cocktail before we go to supper. Y'all, we're going to supper at a place called something Funky Bones or something like that. That sounds like something at the horror hotel, the Funky Bones. Anyway, we're going there for supper. But y'all, the Nip decided he did not want to go. He was going to stay here and nip a nap. And y'all, little did he know I would be recording the little show. So y'all, he's hearing all. He's probably unable, I tell you, to drift off to nip a nap land. And so anyway, he's probably going to need a cocktail while I'm finishing this. And but anyway, y'all got up on Tuesday morning, and y'all, it's raining. The rain came down, and y'all, it's been raining most of the day. So everybody's been here at the Stuckey's, and so I think the other two were getting a little what is it called when you go crazy because you're stuck inside? Big Fatty, it's called a stir crazy. Yes, and what else was I going to say about all that? I think that's all I wanted to say about it. Now, y'all, I mentioned yesterday about the concrete cat. Now, y'all, there's a kitty. There's a concrete kitty. And y'all, it's kind of creepy. Big Fatty, perfect for the house where you're staying. And y'all, the Nip has been placing the concrete kitty in different locations. And y'all, I'm gonna put a picture of the concrete kitty up on the www at noon today, so you can see it. Dr. Stone has asked me to put a picture of my new hat up there, and y'all, I think I'm gonna lead you along. I'm gonna wait until later in the week to put a picture of the new hat. So look for that concrete kitty at noon today, B. Freddy, it's not squeaky kitty, but it's creepy kitty. It's true. Y'all, it's just been a hoot. It's just been a hoot where we find the concrete kitty. And, y'all, let's just see. I'm looking at my list here. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Question. Our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the one and only mysterious Lamont Cranston. And he says, hey, Big Fatty, I know you never get tired of talking about the fiber, so I have a fiber question for you. Cue the music.
Big Fatty, does he not hear the music playing?
What is your favorite form of fiber supplement? The powder, the thins, or the gummies? I thought about trying the gummies, especially when traveling, but I think all gummy vitamins are just expensive candies. Thank you for calling. Bill and Lamont Cranston were, well, first of all, Lamont, I think that may have been, I may be wrong, but I think that may have been the first time you've sent an Ask Big Fatty question to the little show. And but thank you so much for the question. An excellent question, I might add. Now, I cannot, first of all, I don't know what a fiber thin is. Is that like a cookery? And the gummies, I think you're correct. They're just expensive candies. It's all, you're paying for convenience is what I'm saying. I think you should get the fiber that is has no taste, and you can mix it with anything, and it doesn't change the taste of anything. But my favorite is the Walmart orange flavored, big, fatty, sugar free.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
All right, fart, so I realize I'm not the brightest bunch in the bulb or whatever, and so we're chitty-chatting. I went to Minneapolis area to hang out with Derek and Garrett before Garrett moves to Florida in a couple weeks, and so anyway, we're standing there. Derek is like filthy rich and has $1 million or $20 million in Bitcoin and whatever, and his work pays for all his living expenses because he travels 48 weeks a year, and so he just invests and invests and invests. And so anyway, so the point is, he's the biggest tightwad in the room too. You know, I go there to hang out with the boys or whatever, and I come home, you know, my pocketbook is about $700 lighter than when I got there, which is great and fine because I had fun or whatever, and I want them to be secure so that when I'm dead and gone, they're secure. So anyway, we're standing there, and he goes, hey, what kind of Kindle do you got? He's like, are you ready to upgrade? And I'm thinking he's going to buy me a new Kindle, and I love all gadgets, all the gadgets, don't even care, whatever. So anyway, I go, I don't know, and I pulled it out of my bag because, of course, I have my Kindle with me everywhere almost. And so I pull it out of my bag, and he goes, so what do you think about the, what do you think of when you hear the Oasis one? And my eyes bulge out, and I perk up, and I go, it's filled with water? And he goes, he starts laughing. He's like, no, it's waterproof, because I read my Kindle in my pool. And so anyway, he's like, you should get that one and then give me this one. And I'm like, well, how about you just gift it to me and then I'll let you have this one. You can have this one today as long as you order me one right now. And so anyway, he's just like, are you kidding me? They're like $300. Okay, so tightwad. I did give him my turkey carving knife, though, because he wanted it. And I don't know how much turkey carving knives go for. I gotta be honest. My mom bought it for me as a gift. But you know what? I think my turkey carving days are over, so whatever.
Oh, Nick, I see. Y'all, that, of course, was Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I think you should get that Oasis and just send a bill for the cost of it for and say it was the charge for the turkey carving knife. Anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Big Fatty heading back to the villa today, and so we'll be back to normal. And speaking of being back to normal, Crooked Hat, we heard you at the beginning, but what did you think about this show?
I don't want you to actually release this.
Oh, so he's saying you should be constipated and need fiber?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331.
That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.